All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. In a longstanding tradition, the American presidents on Memorial Day would always talk to the media from Arlington National Cemetery, where the fallen soldiers have been buried, and President Donald Trump was there yesterday to pay tribute to the fallen soldiers.
President Donald Trump placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and then made remarks at Arlington National Cemetery. Trump paid tribute to Gold Star families who've lost loved ones who served the country.
We share in the sorrow of their beloved families, and as one nation, we give thanks for the ultimate gift they have so selflessly given to all of us.
Adding,
thank you, thank you, thank you for giving America the brightest light in your lives. It's what you've done. We will never, ever forget our fallen heroes, and we will never forget our debt to you.
You know, I wish when the president spoke, he spoke with more sincerity. I wish it didn't sound like he was reading when he's talking about the soldiers. I will never forget the debt to you. It just should be more sincere than that. I'm sorry, but that's my opinion. The White House is pushing forward with its war against Harvard University.
The Trump administration is taking another step in its fight with Harvard. A senior administration official says the government's asking federal agencies to cancel remaining contracts with Harvard, which could take millions of dollars from the school's budget. The administration's already canceled more than $2.6 billion in federal research grants to Harvard, which has pushed back against President Trump's demands for changes to several policies. He's blasted how much money the government gives the Ivy League school.
Billions of dollars has been paid to Harvard. How ridiculous is that?
A federal judge Friday blocked the government from cutting off Harvard's enrollment of foreign students. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, and that's, you know, going to be interesting to watch, and we'll continue to follow that. But it's all about freedom of speech, and this is something that this president doesn't seem to respect, and it's pretty scary when a president doesn't respect freedom of speech. The president is delaying a big tariff against the European Union, and markets are breathing a sigh of relief today.
President Trump says he'll push back the 50% tariff he's threatened on goods from the European Union until July, after a talk with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen, they have to do that. And we had a very nice call, and I agreed to move it. I believe July 9th would be the date.
The president spoke to reporters as he returned from graduation at the United States Military Academy at West Point.
She said, we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A Ukrainian official says a Russian drone attack on Ukraine was the biggest of the three-year war.
Yuri Inat, head of the Ukrainian Air Force's communications department, tells the AP the Russian bombardment had included 355 drones, with Moscow also firing 9 cruise missiles. Officials say some civilians were injured, but no deaths were immediately reported. On Saturday night, the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and other regions also came under a massive Russian combined drone and missile attack, killing around a dozen people at least. Ukrainian officials had described it as Russia's largest aerial assault during the war. President Donald Trump says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has gone crazy by stepping up the bombing of Ukraine.
We're in the middle of talking and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
I'm Charles de Letesma.
Yeah, but what about this friendship with Trump and Putin? What about the friendship that he talked about? Man, Putin is spanking Trump over this. He's spanking him by, you know, continuing the war. And I mean, so, you know, Mr. President, what's going on with Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people. And I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him. But he's sending rockets into cities and killing people. And I don't like it at all.
Okay, but what are you going to do about it? I mean, that's the question. I don't know if he can. I think he's afraid of Putin. I think he respects him and admires him because he's a dictator, but I think he's kind of afraid of Putin. There are people like Lindsey Graham and Charles Grassley, Republicans. They're saying that Trump needs to do something, and Lindsey Graham even says, if he doesn't do something, I'll do something about it. Well, hopefully somebody does something about it because, you know, this war should end. But I don't know if Donald Trump has the cojones to do what he needs to do with Putin. We'll wait and see. The Duck Dynasty TV star, who became a conservative cultural icon, has passed away.
Phil Robertson, the patriarch of TV's Duck Dynasty, has died. He was 79. Robertson's death comes 6 months after his son Jace shared in a podcast that Phil was battling a blood disease and early stage Alzheimer's. The reality show Duck Dynasty first aired on A&E in 2012 and ran for 11 seasons. It followed the adventures of Phil, the founder of Duck Commander, a company that made duck calls, and his family life in northern Louisiana. In 2013, the self-proclaimed Bible thumper was briefly suspended from the show after an interview for GQ in which he talked about homosexuality as a sin and race relations in the South before the civil rights era. He had a second career as a speaker on the Christian circuit. In 2016, Robertson endorsed Ted Cruz for president.
Is he or she godly? Does he or she love us? Can he or she do the job? And finally, would they kill a duck and put him in a pot and make him a good duck gumbo?
I'm Jennifer King.
You know, I'm sorry he's passed away. I certainly didn't agree with much of his hypocrisy, but you know, I think a lot of people tuned into that show, and I think at its highest point they had 2 million viewers. I think Duck Dynasty was popular because a lot of people just found it interesting that there were people like that in modern times. And unfortunately, they looked at that and thought that everybody in Louisiana was that way. And, well, as you know, we're not. This, to me, is a sign of the apocalypse. I believe this is in the book of Revelation. Not positive about it, but I think this is clearly a sign that the world is coming to an end.
Southwest Airlines' free checked bag policy is getting ready for takeoff. Starting Wednesday, passengers will now be charged $35 for a first checked bag and $45 for a second. Those who have not reached the upper tiers of its Rapid Rewards loyalty program, bought a business class ticket, or hold the airline's credit card will have to pay for checked bags. The decades-long policy allowed people to check up to 2 bags for free. In September, the airline estimated that charging the extra fees would bring in about $1.5 billion a year, but cost the airline $1.8 billion in lost business. Southwest has struggled recently and is under pressure from activist investors to boost profits and revenue. The airline's shares rose 3% at the opening bell Tuesday, along with other carriers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Well, this is really pretty fascinating. You know, shares go up because I guess they think that Southwest is going to make more money now, but you know, this is one of the things that I would take into consideration when flying Southwest. And by the way, you know, I was bragging about that nonstop that Alaska Airlines had between New Orleans and Portland. It's over. It was just temporary during Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl. So it's over. So, you know, now I can't get to Portland nonstop. So it's hard to get there. Anyway, I just think this is clearly a sign of the end of the world when Southwest starts charging for baggage.